2008 Census Bureau figures indicate Africans make up 4% of immigrants in the United States. Many are raising their U.S.-born children with values and traditions of their native countries. That can be in conflict with U.S. norms they're learning. Straight Up Urban Voice senior Kara Bernard of Governor Thomas Johnson High School in Frederick, Maryland, explores how young people juggle fitting into two cultures. At a graduation party in Gaithersburg, Maryland, a family of Liberian Americans come together to celebrate and reminisce. The teens at this party were born in the United States, but here, with their African-born parents, they feel comfortably African. At school, their identity is not so clear. Sam Russ, who's a 17-year-old sophomore at Northwest High School in Germantown, Maryland, says that his identity has shifted over time.
When you're young, you feel like you need to be around your parents a lot, so then that's when you really connect with their culture. But when you grow up and you stop, you know, talking with the accent like this, you know, you stop talking, you know, bringing Liberian food to school for lunch, you finally start connecting with the black kids. You start listening to black music instead of the African stuff. You can get the picture, you know, you can sag your pants a little bit when they're not looking. You can, you know, tilt your hat, and then you can come home, you can pull them back up.
Russ says that when he was little, he related more to Caucasian American kids, but they didn't know he was any different from their African American classmates. And that's where the confusion starts for children of African immigrants. They are often viewed as African American because of their skin color, but culturally, they're different.
I don't see, particularly for immigrant children, identity ever being fixed, because it all changes depending on the context that you find yourself in.
That's Dr. Janet Awakoya of the United Negro College Fund's Frederick D. Patterson Research Institute. Her personal research interests explore children born in the United States to first-generation African immigrants. Her parents are from Nigeria, and while she was born in the West African nation, she grew up in Tennessee and struggled to clearly define her identity.
My parents, you know, they couldn't really relate because their identities were already formed. They knew who they were as Nigerians.
Another problem facing children of African immigrants is choosing to relate to the established African American culture or becoming more like their parents. For Russ, that realization became apparent during a visit to his parents' native country, Liberia, when he was 5.
I knew my parents were different from the other black parents, but that's where I found out, like, their home. At a young age, I identified as, like, this is where they came from.
That difference was reinforced in how he was seen in both countries.
I know this is kind of weird, but here I'm a black kid. But there, I'm just a kid.
Awakoya suggests why U.S.-born African children sometimes relate to African-American culture more than their parents' traditions.
They don't have the accents. Maybe some of their mannerisms are very much Americanized. So many of them are often considered to be African-American in the traditional sense. And so because of that, they, similar to their African-American counterparts, experience racism because they're black.
As the children are immersed in American culture, going to school, participating in activities, and making U.S. friends, the connection with their parents' culture becomes more diluted.
They may understand the language but not speak it. And so many of them do. We see a lot of intergenerational conflict in the home where the parents are trying to tell their children, this is how we behave in Liberia. And the child is like, well, we're not in Liberia. We're in the U.S. and my peers are telling me this. And, you know, when they start to interact more with the American peer group, they start to adopt their ways.
But this is not always the case. Some of these teens are not fully willing to forfeit their African traditions and values. Russ considers himself
a full black kid, but he still has his African roots that he's not afraid to show.
And showing these roots can come out in various ways.
As they get older, they do want to reconnect with their culture, either by going to the homeland or by joining ethnic organizations or by encouraging their parents to speak to them more about where they come from.
Inevitably, U.S.-born African children can benefit from two cultures, learning to appreciate both. Kara Bernard, Straight Up, Urban Voice.